not get to the bag in time. Getting in safely is Kresge. That is the most awkward-looking infield single you will ever see. He's aboard with two down here in the fourth. Christian Smith-Johnson for the second time today. 0 for 1 is Smith-Johnson, a flyout to left field, and Walker Buchanan made the grab to end the second inning. Leading off first, Kresge being held on by Arroyo. First pitch breaking ball, swinging and missing is Smith-Johnson. Count begins 0-1. Like I said in the last battle between these two, Smith-Johnson and Thornton both playing their collegiate baseball at Texas A&M Corpus Christi. The Islanders. It's the 0-1. Rolled over on the ground, a two chopper on the left side. That'll be right near the third base coach of the Woodchucks in foul territory. Count now 0-2. Thornton allowing a solo jack to Colin Brigham to lead off the inning. A near 400-foot blast to right field today. No doubt shot has cut the Wausau deficit to 2. Raptors looking to beat the Woodchucks for just the second time this season. A 1 off-speed misses up and away to even the count. This is the third time the Woodchucks have come to Witterfield this season. They were here in the opening week of the campaign, Friday, May 31st. They were also here on Monday as the 1-2. Breaking ball, missing up and in. Count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes on the Woodchuck left fielder. Raptors have been to Wausau on June 1st, the doubleheader on the 20th of June, and then obviously Sunday, July 7th. They're 1-3 in Wausau, 0-2 here at home against the Woodchucks. As prior to the 2-2, we'll have a pickoff move from Thornton to Arroyo, checking in on Kresge at first base. These two teams are meeting 8 for 8 times this month, this being the third matchup, tonight being the fourth. Also, we'll have home and homes next Thursday and Friday, the 18th and 19th, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, the 30th and 31st. 2-2 pitch, rolled on the ground through the 5-6 hole on the left side and into left field for a base hit. Smith-Johnson wins this battle with his college teammate, putting runners on first and second with two down here in the top of the fourth. Brandon Scott now on the far side mound in the Raptor bullpen in the left field line, fully throwing. This should be the final inning for Maddox Thornton here this afternoon. See Jack Matthew make his way out to the hill to talk it up with the right-hander dealing with some traffic on the bases here in the fourth inning. So again, Raptor fans, if the team is not here in town, whether you're new and getting acclimated to the Rapids area, you're here to visit the team, or you've been around the area but are still looking for more and new and fun things to do, the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau welcomes you and invites you to explore, reconnect, and relax in the Rapids area. For more information, check out visitwisrapids.com. Once again, check out visitwisrapids.com. Once again, check out visitwisrapids.com. For more information on the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Jake Berkland out of the 9th spot. He also flew out to left field to Walker Buchanan to lead off the previous inning. Schaefer, the third baseman, playing in on the corner despite there being 2 outs in the frame. First pitch to Berkland, misses low and outside for ball 1. Wausau adding 1 run here in the top of the 4th. They put up 1 in the top of the 1st as well. Rapids going 3 in the home half of that first inning and 1 in the bottom of the 2nd. 2 errors in this inning for Wisconsin Rapids. The 1-0 pitch. Missing outside as well. 2 straight balls thrown to the Minnesota State Mankato product, Jake Berkland. Berkland has been a workhorse at short this summer for Wausau, now playing in his 39th game of the season. Went 0 for 4 in his last game played in against the Raptors here on Monday. 2-0 breaking ball, catching the outer third, and a called strike there for Thornton. Berkland getting the last 2 days to rest and relax and get ready to roll here for this doubleheader here in Rapids today. Maddox set. Peers in, dancing off second, Kresge the 2-1. Swing and a miss, a breaking ball, darting low and away. Chasing away is Berkland, it's now 2-2. Nearly an hour old into this game. A 12:05 first pitch, the earliest game we'll have start this season, at least according to the schedule in Wisconsin Rapids. Obviously, weather can have other plans. 2-2 in on the hands, blooped into right field, charging into Gotti. He's got plenty of time, though, as this one hangs up for Jorge to make the grab and retire the side. 6 sent to the dish here in the fourth inning for Wausau. They leave 2 on and collect another run, a solo blast, 3rd of the season off the bat of Colin Brigham. 4 innings nearly in the books. We head to the home half, 2 up for Wisconsin Rapids. 5-6-7, Grayson Schaefer, Aiden Teal, and Walker Buchanan. When we return on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
It's a two-run lead for the Rafters entering the bottom of the fourth inning here at historic Witter Field. A Thursday matinee for the second consecutive week. Rafters 4, Woodchucks 2. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters, back here with you on WFHR, bringing you the 5-6-7 spots to lead off this inning against Grant Siegel. First pitch to Grayson Schaefer, swinging and a miss on a fastball. Count begins 0-1. Two runs on six hits and no errors for Wausau. Four runs on five hits and two errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Aiden Teal on deck, Walker Buchanan to follow. A two-run jack for Schaefer back in the first to give the Rafters a 3-1 lead at the time, his fourth of the season. Siegel goes fastball on the 0-1, and it's in there for a called strike two. Schaefer quickly in the hole, going to have to go after anything close here. Maddox Thornton, four innings of two-run ball. He allowed a solo homer in the top of this inning to Colin Brigham out of Oklahoma State. The 0-2 from Siegel, swing and a miss, setting down Schaefer on three pitches. That is four consecutive punch-outs here for Siegel, and he's retired the last five batters he's faced. Ever since that solo home run out of the nine spot for Trotter Boston, he has set down the 1-5 spots in the second time around. If Thornton's line is done, we'll read this again at the top of the fifth inning, but four innings on 62 pitches, six hits, two runs, both earned, did not walk or strike out a Woodchuck hitter today. Aiden Teal, a long single in which he was thrown out trying to take second base back in the first inning. First pitch to Teal, misses up, or so I thought. Put the counter at one. I've been faked out once here today by Anthony Atkinson, our home plate umpire, doing a tremendous job. Count begins 0-1. Thought I had my first yard card back in the first inning. Teal hit one off the fence. It's the 0-1. Trying to go breaking ball there is the Siegel. That misses up and away. Put a charge into that one, did Teal, and he hit a homer yesterday as well. He's seeing the ball extremely well, not just at Witter Field, but here in the last five games. Siegel's 1-1. This is outside for ball two. It's been great to have Aiden here with the club, and he's been spotted in as the everyday center fielder from the moment he got here in that Green Bay series on June 25th. 2-1, breaking ball, foul tip into the glove of the catcher Logan Kresge. Count evens 2-2. We'll be halfway done with our Wausau matchups here in July after this doubleheader today. Time is a fly, and it's July 11th already. What the heck has happened to this summer? Opening day, May 27th. I know I got to Rapids a week prior on the 20th. I've nearly been here for 2 months now as the 2-2 pitch misses the outer edge. Teal's drawn a full count. Teal, a .340 hitter in his first 13 games. Talking about his recent showings as the 3-2 has popped in the air foul. Teal, a .382 hitter in his last 10 games and a .368 hitter in his last 5 entering today. You look at those last 10 games, 13 hits and 34 at-bats. He's dripping in. He's averaging an RBI per game in his last 5. Looking to collect his second hit of the contest here, the 3-2. Breaking ball, another one fouled back. He's being pesky as Teal with one down and nobody aboard in the home half of the fourth inning. Just an hour and 5 minutes into this game. We got another one tonight, 6:35, here against these Woodchucks. Don't go anywhere. Keep your radio dials tuned in at 97.5, 1320, or keep your Civic Media apps ready for more Rafter baseball this evening. The third 3-2 pitch from Siegel to Teal. This one, another one. Line foul down the first base side. We'll get a fourth full count delivery in this battle between the Woodchuck right-hander and the Rafter center fielder. This will be the ninth pitch here of the plate appearance. See Anthony Atkinson, the home plate umpire, using his shoes to brush off home plate. One in the first and one in the top of the fourth for Wausau. Three in the bottom of the first and one in the bottom of the second for Wisconsin Rapids. First base side of the rubber, Siegel rocks and fires. This one shot up the middle. That is diving. Eddie Espinal at second, but it gets past his glove. A one-out single for Aiden Teal. He's 2-for-2 in the ballgame. Walker Buchanan. He is 0-for-1. He tapped one out in front of home plate back in the second to lead off the frame. It went down as a 2-3 put-out Logan Kresge. The catcher calling off anyone around him, gathering and pouncing on that baseball to throw it to first in time. Looking at Buchanan in his last 10, just a .208 hitter and a .143 hitter in his last 5. Runner takes off on the first pitch, breaking ball, swing and a miss. Throw down to second is on the wrong side of the bag. Aiden Teal will take second. He had 3 stolen bases in that game at Green Bay on Tuesday, continuing his tear on the paths, wasting no time in taking off at the first pitch of this battle between Siegel and Walker Buchanan. Buchanan, a scorching start in his first dozen games here with the Rafters, but entering today a .291 hitter. Still a very good average, but as mentioned, hitting south of .150 in his last 5. Teal leading off second, the second baseman Espinal working in and out covering the bag, the 0-1. This is low and away. Look at who's hot and who's not in the Rafter order. Chris Arroyo hitting .300 in his first 5 games with the club. How about Mason Onati's last 10? A .417 hitter. Same thing in his last 5. He has been another guy who, on the opening day roster, was the 9-hole hitter and second baseman on opening day, just getting into his groove. As the 1-1 breaking ball lofted in the air, deep left field, having some carry to it, it sends Isaac Webb to the warning track to make the grab. Tagging from second to third is Aiden Teal. That's where he'll end up. It is a flyout for Buchanan, and it is the second out of this fourth inning. Landon Gaz, 0-for-1 in the ballgame. He grounded out to Jake Berkland over at short a couple of innings ago. Gaz has a home run on the season. That came toward the end of the first half back on June 29th at Hare Baker Field against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. Continuing to get warmer here at Witter Field. We've eclipsed 80 degrees. Not many day games left in the Rafter calendar this season following today. First pitch from Siegel to Gaz. Fastball on the outer edge called a strike. The next day game in general on the Raptors schedule is slated for a 1:05 first pitch against the Madison Mallards on Sunday, July 28th. That is the final game against Madison this season, at least in the regular season, as the 0-1 hit on a line foul. Actually, it will be the final game because it won't be possible for Wisconsin Rapids and Madison to meet in the playoffs, having Wausau clinch the first half. Other day games this season include a pair of matinees in Green Bay, back-to-back days on the 3rd and 4th at Capital Credit Union Park, 3:05 first pitch on that Saturday, and a 1:05 first pitch on that Sunday. Gaz, 0-2, fastball misses high. I don't know how you want to classify the makeup game we have in Mequon 2 weeks from now on the 25th, the day after the All-Star break. It is a 4:05 game one at Moonlight Grand Field against the Lakeshore Chinooks. That is considered the afternoon, but it's not, I don't know if you want to call that a day game. It leaks into the night. I'm seeing day games as noon or 1:05 first pitches as the 1-2 pitch, chasing away his gas on that breaking ball low and away, and he's down on strikes to retire the side. Grant Siegel collects two more punch-outs here in the fourth, strands a one-out single from Aiden Teal on third base. We're through four innings of play here in Wisconsin Rapids. 4-2 the score. Rats lead the Woodchucks right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you can.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Don't drag yourself out in the cold to make your family a healthy breakfast. Recover and call El Cafe and order a family-style breakfast to go. Scrambled eggs, ham, bacon, or sausage. Toaster pancakes with hash browns, and all of this is $8 a person. Call El Cafe at 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Brandon Scott taking to the hill, new pitcher in the ballgame for Wisconsin Rapids. It's a 4-2 Raptor lead through four innings of play in the top of the fifth inning. Andy Ockham returning to you on WFHR. The first pitch from Scott to the right-handed hitting Isaac Webb. Top of the order, two up for Wausau. Misses inside. Four innings of two-run ball for Maddox Thornton in his second start with the club here this afternoon. He allowed six hits, did not walk or strike out a hitter on 62 pitches thrown. The 1-0 from Scott misses high. Count now two balls and no strikes on Isaac Webb. Webb 1-for-2 in the ballgame, a ground out to short back in the first. He doubled in the third. Eighth outing of the season for the southpaw Brandon Scott out of Hillsdale College, the 2-0. Goes off speed, and it misses up and away. 16 and a third innings pitch for Scott on the campaign and a 1-1 record. ERA south of 5. At a 4.41, he's got a 1.84 whip entering today. The 3-0. This one misses up and in for ball four. Webb aboard for the second time in this ball game. Scott, his last two outings, one in the first half, one in the second half against the Green Bay Rockers. Six innings of combined one-run ball against the Rockers. Last worked here at Witter Field in the 10-6 win on July 6th. Three innings, three hits allowed, one run it was earned. He walked three and struck out one, facing 12 hitters. His outing of the season, though, was his final outing of the first half. Three innings of hitless and scoreless ball at Capital Credit Union Park. Runner takes off on the first pitch to Espinal. This throw down to second misses the bag, and Mason Onati, losing his glove and his glasses in the process, jogging off the second base bag, making sure he's all right. It is a stolen base for Webb. No slide step there for B. Scott, kind of getting lost in the shuffle there, and an easy swipe bag for the left fielder, Isaac Webb. Scott walked one and struck out four at Green Bay and faced 10 hitters in Ashwaubenon in his best outing of the summer. Pitched in four games for the Rafters back in 2022 and threw in three games last year. Made a playoff appearance for the 57-win Rafters in 2022. Espinal, the switch hitting second baseman now from the right side for the first time today, takes a 1-0 fastball high. Two balls, no strikes the count on Espinal. Six straight balls thrown out of the pen by Brandon Scott. Espinal has reached in both of his plate appearances today. He singled and scored in the first. 6-5 fielder's choice that he hit into back in the third, and he did reach on that. The 2-0. Breaking ball missing high. Three balls, no strikes, and now time called by Jack Matthey. He'll head out to the mound to chat it up with Brandon Scott. Two runs, six hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Four runs, six hits, two errors. I should say two runs, six hits, no errors for Wausau. Four runs, six hits, and two errors for Wisconsin Rapids. See the motion down the left field line. If any other Raptor is going to start at least running around, keeping their blood flowing and the legs loose, in case it is needed for Brandon Scott here early on in this top of the fifth inning. Raptors lead it by two in search of their second win against the Woodchucks this season. The 3-0. Taking all the way is Espinal. That one misses outside for ball four. Back-to-back four-pitch walks issued by Brandon Scott here to begin the fifth inning. Max Galvin, a lefty-on-lefty battle to get underway here. Max is 0-for-2 in the game. Grounded out to second base back in the first and ended the third inning with a flyout to Walker Buchanan in left field. Corners in for the Raptors. Galvin not showing bunt, taking all the way as this first pitch misses outside. You look at who is unavailable to throw today for the Raptors. Thomas Burns throwing yesterday. Same thing with Tristan Krusenberry. J.C. Dermody and Houston High ineligible after throwing more than 50 pitches in Green Bay a couple of days ago. 1-0 misses low, count now 2-0. Now Mike Spears will make his way out to the hill with Jack Matthey. Giving a breath here for Brandon Scott and to potentially get an arm up and moving for the Raptors. Along with Cruz and Barry Burns, High and Dermody, Braden Waschek unavailable today as well. The probable starter for Game 2 here tonight for a 6:35 first pitch at Witter Field is the right-hander from California State University Northridge, Kenji Polaris. Raptor fans, your place to stay this summer in the Rapids area is none other than the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay this summer. Bring your cats, bring your dogs, bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Mound meeting adjourned. Scott back on the mound. Third base side of the rubber. A 2-0 pitch coming here to Max Galvin. This one misses outside for ball three. Still nobody at least in the stable. All Raptor pitchers down the left field line are on the bench out in front of the fence. Three balls, no strikes. Galvin taking all the way here. Here it comes. So misses low and away for ball four. Three straight four-pitch walks given out by Brandon Scott. The bases are full of Woodchucks with nobody down here in the top of the fifth for Colin Brigham. That is Evan Parmer making his way into the Raptor bullpen now with Gabe Casso, the assigned bullpen catcher out of the three Raptor catchers today. Parmer's going to have to get warm quick. First pitch to Brigham, and a fastball on the outside corner is called a strike. Scott going to have to really bear down and go to work here in order to hold on to this two-run Raptor lead. Scott peers in. And Jack Matthey throwing down the signals after being the DH for Wisconsin Rapids in the last three games. The 0-1, breaking ball, catches the top of the zone quickly, nothing and two here on Brigham. Cashel Duggar, a much-needed game off, catching the last three. Again, though, a doubleheader tonight, it could be assumed that Jack will catch game one and Cash will catch game two. 0-2 the count on Brigham, the payoff delivery from Scott. This one hit on a line. That is past the first baseman Arroyo into right field. Webb's in to score. Espinal right behind him. And we got a tie ball game here at Witter Field. 4-4 the score. Another big hit for Colin Brigham. It's a two-run single. Brigham a home run an inning ago. And now a two-run base knock. The walks coming back to bite Brandon Scott here in the fifth inning. Advancing to third is Max Galvin. They're on the corner, still nobody away for the designated hitter, Austin Deering. Deering reached on an error by Trotter Boston an inning ago, grounded out to first to end the first inning. First pitch from Scott misses out in the right-handed batter's box for ball one. It's Fisher on deck, Kresge to follow. Scott set. The 1-0 will have to wait a pickoff move to give Brigham a look over at first base. Evan Parmer, as mentioned, now working on the near side mound in the Raptor bullpen. A quick warm-up here for the Tampa, Florida native out of VMI. Could be in for some mop-up duty here. The 1-0 pitch, an elevated fastball that misses well upstairs for ball two. Now, two runs put up in this top of the fifth inning. Donatus at four. A potential go-ahead run from Wausau just 90 feet away. 2-0 pitch. Two hopper on the ground. That'll clear the left side for a base hit. Into left field, Buchanan fields and throws into short. It is an RBI single for Austin Deering, and Wausau's got the lead right back at 5-4. To second is Brigham, and into score is Galvin. So all three of those four-pitch walks have come in to touch home plate here in the top of the fifth. Eight hits now for Wausau in the contest, and Sam Fisher will look to add on to the frame. Scott nods of approval to Matthew, still looking to record his first out of the inning. Pitch to Fisher, a fastball middle-middle, nice and crisp there from Scott. It's called a strike. Logan Kresge in the on-deck circle as Brandon Scott calls time behind the hill. Southpaw will be lacing up his sneaker prior to the 0-1 pitch. Looking back across the Northwoods League scoreboard, we're still knotted at Carson Park. It is a 5-5 contest between the Duluth Huskies and the Eau Claire Express. The 0-1. Breaking ball, missing low and away. Five runs on five hits and an error for Duluth. Five runs on four hits and no errors for Eau Claire. Madison keeping the shutout alive and a big lead in Rockford. Top of the eighth inning at Rockford Stadium. Mallards 11, Rockford's nothing. The Rivets, though, seven hits in the ballgame. They've committed three errors. Madison's committed two. The 1-1 pitch to Fisher misses outside. Tie ball game, bottom eight at MCCU Field. Kalamazoo and the Battle Jacks knotted up at four. Four runs on nine hits for the Growlers. Four runs on 10 hits for Battle Creek. The 2-1 misses low and away. Three balls and a strike the count now on the Woodchuck third baseman. Top nine at Simmons Field. The Kokomo Jackrabbits looking for their second win of the second half. They lead the Kenosha Kingfish 3-1. Well, as you look at Moonlight Graham Field, 9-4 the score. Fond du Lac taking down Lakeshore as of right now by five. So the 3-1 runs inside and it hits Fisher. Bases are going to be loaded again here with still nobody out in the fifth inning. Now seventh hitter of the plate coming in with Logan Kresge. Mike Spears making his way out to the mound. We'll get a pitching change here. Brandon Scott unable to record an out here at Winterfield this afternoon. Just not the left-hander's day. Evan Parmer to enter the ball game and cleanup duty and in the need of some big innings here. Three runs so far put up in the top of this fifth inning for Wausau with nobody out. Parmer enters the fray with the bases loaded when we return right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an Earth-saving hero? just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress. Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-bodded dad to eat more plants, for the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
Evan Palmer entering the ballgame. The Tampa, Florida native from BMI is throwing in his eighth contest of the season, and he's got some work to do. 5-4 the score. Bases loaded for the Woodchucks. They lead the Rafters, plating three so far in this top of the fifth inning against Brandon Scott. The left-hander from Hillsdale College unable to record an out in his relief appearance today, allowing two hits, walking three, no strikeouts on 23 pitches. He's on the hook for everyone out on the bases right now. Palmer's got the bottom third awaiting in the wings to try and add on more to this Wausau lead. It's the right-handed hitting catcher Logan Kresge to step into the box right now. Kresge 1-for-2 today. He had an infield single just an inning ago. Corners in, middle's back, the first pitch. Fouled straight back by Kresge. Count begins 0-1. Palmer collected the final three outs in his most recent appearance out of the stable. That was at Green Bay on July 9th. 2 days ago, he threw eight pitches in a 1-2-3 home half of the ninth inning, striking out Jake Bolt swinging to end the ball game. Palmer's 0-1. This one a fastball just missing to even the count at a ball and a strike. Arroyo and Schaefer playing in from their main primary spots. The middles are back. Palmer set out of the windup, the 1-1. This one shot in the air left center field. Teal closing in the gap. Drove in on the route to the baseball originally. He's there to make the grab. Tagging from third and coming in to score, it is a sacrifice fly off the bat of Logan Kresge. Touching home is Brigham. Runners remain on first and second with one out here in the fifth. Making a four-run at top of this inning now for the visitors. Christian Smith-Johnson 1-for-2 in the ballgame. He singled off his college teammate Maddox Thornton an inning ago. Also flew out to Walker Buchanan in left field to end the second inning. Palmer set, back out of the stretch, third base side of the rubber. First pitch to Smith-Johnson, breaking ball, cue shot, slow grounder to second. In and out of the glove of Onati, it took a funky hop, and no play is able to be made anywhere. Everybody is safe, the bases are loaded once again here for Wausau. Be an infield base hit for Smith-Johnson, second hit in as many innings. Actually, just as we say that, it's going to be scored as an E4 on Onati. Jake Berkland a chance to swing away here with one out in the bags juiced. Wausau leading the Rafters 6-4 here in the top of the fifth inning. Four runs. Rafters led it 4-1 after two innings. You saw a solo jack from Colin Brigham a frame ago to make it 4-2, and now four runs in this inning have given Wausau a two-run lead. First pitch breaking ball from Palmer to Berkland in there for a called strike. Smith-Johnson on first, Fisher on second, Deering on third. The 0-1. Fastball on the outer edge, called a strike. Palmer well ahead, nothing in two. Rafters are going to have to dig deeper into their bullpen than originally anticipated today. We're open for a few innings out of Scott. He's unable to even get an out here in the fifth. The 0-2. This one hit on the ground, left side, Boston the glove. He's going to make the throw to third. That's in and out of the glove of Schaefer. There's no play to be made, and Schaefer goes down holding that right ankle. They have received a slide in there from Christian Smith-Johnson. Obviously, the metal spike's not going to play too kindly heading into third base. Back-to-back errors for the Rafters. Another run coming in to score. It's now a five-run top of the fifth, and it is 7-4 Wausau. Lee Fisher on third, Smith Johnson on second, and Berkland on first. We're going to see if the error is given to Boston or Schaefer. It was a clean throw from Trotter. It is going to be given to Schaefer. It was in and out of the glove of the Rafter third baseman. Two errors in the fourth and now two here in the fifth. Palmer will return to the lineup. Get the top of the order, Isaac Webb. Webb, who began this inning by drawing a four-pitch walk against Scott. That was on four pitches. He later came in to score. Now 10 hitters into the box this inning for the Woodchucks. First pitch to Webb. Hits this one high in the air, deep left field, and Buchanan can just watch it go. Grand slam for Isaac Webb. It is a nine-run top of the fifth here for Wausau, and it is 11-4 Woodchucks. Fisher, Smith, Johnson, and Berkland will all touch home. Silence here in Rapids. The Rafters' 4-1 lead just a couple innings ago has disappeared, and they now trail by seven. Espinal drew a four-pitch walk as the second hitter up in this inning. Bags are empty for Palmer. The first pitch, Espinal showing bunt. Makes contact but puts it foul down the third base line. Line complete for Brandon Scott. Six runs, five of them earned for the left-hander. Palmer, three runs given up so far in just a third of an inning, but only one earned. This will be his 10th pitch of the ball game right here. Espinal takes low. A nine spot in this fifth inning. It's happened a lot here at home for the Rafters. They get one big inning, five runs, seven runs, eight runs, or in the case of the Ag Day game, 14 runs in the sixth. But today it's on the other side of the coin. The 1-1 misses low. Espinal now down 2-1. The 2-1 delivery. This is inside. Three balls and a strike to count now. The 3-1. This one. Lined foul down the third base side right behind the third base grandstands. Count out 3-2. Rafters offense, a lot of work to do, and we get to the home half of the fifth inning. It'll be the 9-1-2 spots. Boston, Onati, and Degatti do up. The 3-2. Swing and a miss. Palmer, high cheddar. Espinal down for the second out of this inning. Max Galvin, similar to the two batters before him to lead off the inning, drew a four-pitch walk against Scott and later scored. Scott 0-for-2, or I should say Galvin 0-for-2 in three plate appearances today. The right-hander Palmer rocks and fires. This one catching the outside corner for a called strike. A little bit of a longer top of the fifth inning here. We near the two-hour mark of this game. A one swung on and missed. Galvin quickly in the hole here at 0-2. Regardless of the score, you can't help but love the baseball weather we've been getting here in the middle of July in Wisconsin Rapids. Palmer brings the 0-2 home. Breaking ball fouled straight back above our press box here at Witter Field. Some say it's a little toasty. That's all right. I prefer it to be a little warm. The old debate for me when I was playing was, especially as a pitcher, people would always ask, would you rather play if you had the only one of two options in the 95-degree heat or the 45-degree wind, cold, rain as the 0-2 bounced into Galvin? I always said 95 degrees, and I know that made me sound like a crazy person, but I personally hated pitching in the cold weather. That required a lot of sleeves, and as a pitcher, I didn't like to have a sleeve that went all the way down to my wrist because it affected the way I threw. I was cool with just having cold towels on my neck and dumping water on my head in those 90-plus degree days where I was on the mound. As the 1-2 pitch from Palmer misses inside, count evens on Max Galvin. That was always my old answer, and I know it sounds backwards as well because hitters usually perform worse in the cold. It's especially with those metal bats, you get that sting off the end. As the 2-2 pitch, a slow roller on the ground over to second, Mason Onati gloves and throws to first in time. Woodchucks send 12 to the plate and score nine times. Here in the sixth inning, we head to the home, or in the top of the fifth, I should say. Pardon me, we head to the home half. It's 11-4 Wausau right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people, a neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and Central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Trotter Boston to lead off this home half of the fifth inning at Witter Field. And oh my, how much has changed. A nine-run top of this fifth inning from the Wausau Woodchucks takes them from down 4-2 to up 11-4. First pitch to Boston misses low and in for ball one. Andy Ockham back here with you in the broadcast booth. Catch out your home for Raptor Baseball, all 70 games right here on WFHR. The right-hander Grant Siegel returning to the mound after a long inning in the dugout. This one misses upstairs. 12 sent to the plate, 3 hits, 9 runs scored, including a grand slam off the bat of Isaac Webb. The 2-0 pitch. Boston rolls this one on the ground over to first. Staying with it is Brigham. He'll glove, and covering the bag is Siegel in time. It's a 3-1 put out of Boston to begin this fifth inning. Top of the order with Mason Onati, who's 0-for-2 in the ballgame. The Powell, Ohio native, a flyout to left field in the first, and a ground out to short in the second. 11 runs on 9 hits and no errors for Wausau. 4 runs on 6 hits and 4 errors for Wisconsin Rapids. The right-hander Siegel set the first pitch to Onati. This is low and inside. Brandon Scott unable to record an out entering into the top of the fifth in relief of Maddox Thornton. He allowed 2 hits, 6 runs, 5 of which were earned. He walked 3 on 23 pitches. From there, it was Evan Palmer taking over for the entire 3 outs. He threw 20 pitches. Allowed just 1 hit, that being the grand slam. 3 runs and 1 was earned. 1-0 pitch, golfed in the air, left field, high in the sky, charging and battling the sun as Isaac Webb to make the catch. 2 up, 2 down here in the bottom of the fifth, and it'll bring up Jorge Degatti. Degatti 1-for-2, he singled and scored back in the first, and he struck out swinging against Siegel in the third. For Grant Siegel, now 4 2/3 innings pitched. That last delivery to Onati, his 75th pitch of the ballgame. Has yet to walk a rafter and has struck out 5. First pitch to Degatti. He goes off speed and it catches the outside corner for a called strike. Long day for everyone at the yard. The Woodchucks, the Rafters, the staff here, and also the umpiring crew. We're getting the same crew again tonight, obviously, just in a different order. The 0-1 to Degatti, fouled straight back. It's nothing at 2. Once again, the crew chief calling the balls and strikes here on this sunny and hot afternoon in Rapids is Anthony Atkinson. Jordan Alfonso is down the first baseline. Hudson Boucher down the third baseline. It'll be these three gentlemen again calling the game tonight, just in different spots. 0-2, this one shot on the ground, back up the middle, ranging to his right near the second base bag is Eddie Espinal. He'll glove and throw to first in time to retire the side. It's a 1-2-3 bottom of the fifth for Grant Siegel. We are through five innings of play here in Wisconsin Rapids. It's the Woodchucks 11 and the Raptors 4 right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge your...
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top six here in Rapids. Andy Ockham for Raptors Radio back on WFHR. Game one of our twin bill here today at Witter Field. 12:05 first pitch for game one, which is already five innings through. And a 6:35 first pitch tonight here against these Wausau Woodchucks. First pitch to Colin Brigham. Out of the hand of Evan Palmer, swinging away in a high fly ball into shallow left field. It's Walker Buchanan to make the catch for the first out of the inning. 12 batters sent to the plate for Wausau in the top of the fifth inning. They scored 9 times, giving them a 7-run lead. 11-4 the score, 11 runs on 9 hits and no errors for the Woodchucks. 4 runs on 6 hits and 4 errors for Wisconsin Rapids. The Raptors collecting 2 errors in each of the last 2 innings. First pitch from Palmer to the left-handed hitting Austin Deering, a fastball in there for a called strike. Deering an RBI single and later scored an inning ago, like most Woodchuck hitters did, as the 0-1 for Palmer bounced in for ball one. Deering also reached on an error back in the fourth and hit into a 3 unassisted ground out back in the first. The 1-1. This is up and away for ball two. A run in the first, a run in the fourth, and then those aforementioned 9 runs an inning ago for the Woodchucks. 3 in the first for the Raptors and 1 in the second. A couple of long balls for Wisconsin Rapids today as the 2-1 misses downstairs for ball three. 2-run homer to break a 1-1 tie in the first off the bat of Grayson Schaefer. An inning later, it was a 2-out solo jack from Trotter Boston. Palmer out of the windup, the 3-1. Fastball swung on and missed. Palmer saying, here's my best, come after it. He's unable to make contact. It's 3-2. The 2 home runs today for Wausau, a solo jack in the fourth for Colin Brigham, and a grand slam from Isaac Webb an inning ago. The 3-2. This one misses low for ball four. Deering draws a 6-pitch walk. He's aboard with one out here in the top of inning six. For Sam Fisher, he has reached once in his 3 plate appearances today. 4-3 ground out in the second, hit into a 6-3 double play in the fourth, and was hit by a pitch and scored an inning ago. First pitch from Palmer to him, a breaking ball that misses low at his back foot. When we get to the home half of this sixth inning, 3-4-5, do it for Wisconsin Rapids. Lefty, righty, righty, Arroyo, Mathey, and Schaefer. Palmer's 1-0. This one hit in the air, shallow left field again. It's Walker Buchanan jogging in to make the grab. He's made both outs here in this inning. Fisher down for the third time in the contest. Deering remains on first for Logan Kresge. Kresge, the Wausau catcher, 0-for-2. One-for-2, his lone hit being an infield single back in the fourth. He brought in a run on a sack fly a frame ago from Wichita State University. And how about this? A Glenview, Illinois native. I always love seeing the Illinois hometowns, especially from the Chicagoland suburbs, that being where I'm from, as the first pitch to Kresge swung on and missed. Not necessarily near Glenview, am I, but I still know the whereabouts. Kresge looking to reach for the second time in this ballgame. Armor set, the 0-1. Breaking ball, fouled straight back. Kyler McIntosh jogging down to the Raptor bullpen. Maybe we'll get to see the two-way Alabama State Hornet throw for the second time in a game this summer. O-2 the count. Leading off first is being held on by Chris Arroyo. The payoff pitch, runner takes off for second. This one misses high, no throw down from Mathey. Deering takes second. That's where he'll stay with two down. Rafter's really not all that worried about a runner taking an extra base, already trailing by 7 runs. Focus going to be on Kresge here for the 1-2. The payoff pitch. This is low and away. Count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The lone McIntosh outing earlier this season came at Madison in the 15-2 loss later in June. The 2-2, swing and a miss on a fastball. Palmer jogging off the hill. He works a scoreless sixth inning. No hits in this frame for Wausau. They leave one aboard. We head to the home half of the sixth inning here in Wisconsin Rapids. 3-4-5 due up. It is 11-4 Woodchucks right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. WFHR, locally grown radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on. And know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Why choose the water park capital of the world for a grown-up getaway? It's all there. Entertainment is there. Nightlife is there. Shopping, spas, and wineries are there. Been there, done that? More like been there, still haven't done that, that, or that. Golf? Hey, nice swing you got there. Dining? You'll be seated right over there. Zip lining? Hang in there! See what I did there? Wisconsin Dells. See you there. Go to wisdells.com and start planning your grown-up getaway today.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
New pitcher in the ball game. It's a familiar face that the Rafters have seen just within the last few days. David Morrissey enters the fray. It's 11-4 Woodchucks here in the home half of inning number 6 in our doubleheader at Wisconsin Rapids today. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Raptors, rejoining you up here in the Winterfield Press Box on your home for all 70 Raptor games this summer, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. David Morrissey, the southpaw from Eastern Florida State College in Melbourne, Florida. Three innings of hitless and scoreless baseball in that 20-3 win at Athletic Park over these Raptors on Sunday. He threw 30 pitches, faced 10 hitters. First pitch to Chris Arroyo, hits a high towering shot deep in the air right field. Max Galvin back at the track in front of the wall, leaping. This one hits the fence. A near home run for Chris Arroyo. Instead, it'll be his second extra base hit of the ball game. There's a leadoff double here in the sixth. That's the first hit Morrissey's allowed here in the Northwoods League. That being his first outing against the Raptors on Sunday. Through just 30 pitches. Jack Matthew in this ball game, 0-for-2 with a run driven in. 11 runs on 9 hits, no errors for Wausau. 4 runs on 7 hits now, and 4 errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Grant Siegel, 5 innings pitched, 6 hits allowed, 4 earned runs. Did not walk a Raptor and struck out 5 on 78 pitches. His two worst outings of the season, numbers-wise, have come both against Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch, Matthew swinging, hit to third base. That's off the glove of Samuel Fisher, and it'll trickle into foul territory. It'll go down as an infield single for Matthew. His first hit of the ballgame. Raptors have him on the corners here with nobody out here in the bottom of inning number 6. Looking for some rally efforts here. They've had plenty of 5-plus run innings here at Winterfield this season. Just need to chip away at this 7-run deficit. Grayson Schaefer, 1-for-2 in the ballgame. A big swing of the bat back in the first inning to give the Raptors a 2-run lead at the time. 3-1 was the score after Grayson clubbed his 4th home run of the season. The Nichols State commit, hailing from Boise, Idaho, awaiting the first pitch from the left-hander, David Morrissey. He goes breaking ball, and it's plopped in there perfectly for a called strike. Thornton to Scott to Palmer on the hill for Wisconsin Rapids this afternoon. It's gone Siegel to Morrissey on the Wausau side of things. The 0-1. This one. This is the outside corner. Oh, or not. That was a very late called strike two from Anthony Atkinson. It is 0-2 here on the Raptor third baseman Grayson Schaefer. Make that two on the head fake counter on my end here today. The 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball, dribbled foul down the third base line. Kyler McIntosh officially getting loose down the line for Wisconsin Rapids. Talked about his two-way time. As a position player, he's played in 27 games this year. He's thrown in just one ball game, that being an inning at Madison in the June 14th, 15-2 loss at the Duck Pond. Maybe get some innings eaten from one of the two-way players here today. The 0-2. Fouled straight back. Schaefer, good fight here in his third plate appearance of the ball game. We'll see what the nightcap lineup looks like behind Kenji Polaris, the right-hander from California State, Northridge, and San Gabriel, California, will be making his third outing with the team. It's his second start, both of his starts, and his most recent two appearances coming here in Rapids. The 0-2, swing and a miss. Schaefer down on strikes. That is the first out of this sixth inning. Aiden Teal facing a lefty for the first time in this ballgame. He is 2-for-2 with a pair of singles, those coming in the first and fourth innings. Raptor fans as well, keep in mind we got another one tonight, 6:35 on these airwaves. A usual 6:25 pregame show with yours truly on these airwaves. First pitch to Teal in there for a called strike out of the hand of David Morrissey. Walker Buchanan on deck, Landon Gaz to follow. If the score continues to trend in this way at 11-4, we wonder if the bench will be unloaded for Wisconsin Rapids. The 0-1 here into Teal. This one swung on and missed on a fastball from Morrissey. It's 0-2. More specifically on the catching side of things, it's been Matthew and Duggar a ton in the second half by design. And Gabe Casso on the Raptor bench has made one appearance since joining the team about a week ago, and that was in the 20-3 loss at Athletic Park on Sunday. 0-2 breaking ball, hit on the ground the other way. Gloved at third, the throw to second for one, the throw to first, not in time. A near 5-4-3 inning-ending double play. Instead, it'll go Fisher to Espinal, and that's all. Run comes in to score on the fielder's choice for Aiden Teal. Mathy out at second. It'll bring up Walker Buchanan with two outs and the speedy Teal on first base. Buchanan 0 for 2 in the ballgame thus far. Lefty on righty battle. Set is Morrissey, the first pitch to Buchanan. Missing low and getting under the wickets of Kresge. Teal will take second with ease on the pass ball.